This is Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and all this hour, we're featuring some of my favorite games. Our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton, is a master of putting his own twist on famous songs and turning them into clues, naturally. In this game, we gave him the wordiest Billy Joel song of all time, We Didn't Start the Fire. And then we followed up with some offbeat trivia questions that resulted in a lot of inventive answers. Contestants Rebecca Chu and Paul Dreyer succumb to the challenge that goes on and on and on and on. Rebecca, you are a social science lawyer, but your hobby is quantum physics.
Yes, I like quarks.
And Paul, you're a bonds trader, but you are really into math.
These are both true.
You guys are like, you should talk. You should hang out. This game is called We Didn't Start the Fire. Now, Jonathan has been wanting to play this Billy Joel song since the beginning of the show, the inception. He demanded, and
true.
We waited and waited, and finally we just gave in to this guilty pleasure.
That is not how I remember it happening, but yes, this is a game show, so we have changed some of the lyrics of Billy Joel's song, We Didn't Start the Fire, to be some trivia questions. So listen carefully, ring in when you know the answer. The winner of this round will go on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter White cooks meth on what show?
What?
Paul.
Breaking Bad.
That is correct.
I heard cooking math on what show?
Cooking math. That's just
yeah,
the way your
and
brain
so that's
works.
That's why I was thrown.
Yeah, that's just the way you hear math in everything, don't you, Paul?
It's a drug of sorts.
Is it? Flipping fractions, I understand.
Divide by zero right now.
Rosenberg's H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Panmunjom, Brando the King and I, what seeds are baked in Jewish rye?
Rebecca.
Rye.
Caraway, sorry.
That's right.
That's right.
That is right. We're going to give it to you.
Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen, Marciano Liberace, what's Japanese for goodbye?
Paul.
Oh, gosh. Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Little Rock, Pasternak, Mickey Mantle, Kerouac, Sputnik, Joe and Lion, what country's the River Kwai?
Rebecca.
Japan.
Oh, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Paul, do you have an answer to steal?
China?
Also incorrect. Let's see if anyone out there knows. Some people did, and a lot of people didn't. Thailand is the correct answer. Thailand.
Lebanon, Charles de Gaulle, California baseball, Starkweather homicide, who's Ryan Reynolds' new bride?
Paul.
Blake Lively?
Yes, that is correct.
Hemingway, Eichmann, Stranger in a Strange Land, Dylan, Berlin, state the Pythagorean theorem.
Finally, you could put this to good use. Paul.
The sum of the squares of the lengths of the two legs of a right triangle is equal to the square of the hypotenuse.
No. The kind of stuff we learned in public school.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
There you go.
Yeah, for goodness sake, dumb it down a little bit, Paul.
I can prove it with a pretty picture.
Lawrence of Arabia, British Beatlemania, Ole Miss, John Glenn, Liston, Beats, Patterson, Pope, Paul, Malcolm X, British politician, sex, JFK, blown away, who sang at his 45th birthday?
Rebecca.
Marilyn Monroe?
That is correct.
Birth control, Ho Chi Minh, Richard Nixon, back again, moonshot, Woodstock, here's a joke, knock, knock.
Paul.
Who's there?
Yes, that is correct.
Begin, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline, Ayatollahs in Iran, Russians in Afghanistan, Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, heavy metal suicide, foreign debts, homeless vets, what breed is Obama's pet dog?
Rebecca.
Portuguese water dog.
That is correct. It was a very close game, but it looks to me like, Paul, you are our winner just by a hair.
Thank you.
All right, Jonathan, do you want to indulge us and finish off that song,
please?
You
got to hear the chorus, right?
Yes, I guess. We do. Audience is crying out for it.
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. Fight that fire, Billy Joel.
Thank you, Jonathan, for lighting the fire.
Truly.
Would you like to play something you would choose?
You know, I'm actually a Billy Joel fan. This is a song called Pressure. You have to learn to pace yourself. You're just like everybody else. You've only had to run so far, so good. But you will come to a place where the only thing you feel are loaded guns in your face, and you'll have to deal with pressure. You used to call me paranoid, but even you cannot avoid. You turn the tap dance into your crusade. Now here you are with your faith and your Peter Pan advice. You have no scars on your face and you cannot handle pressure.
Jonathan Colton.
Thank you.
I've had the pleasure of talking with so many guests on our show, but one of the most memorable interviews was with author and pop culture writer Chuck Klosterman, because it got deep. Not only did we get to the bottom of why he hates turtlenecks and loves the color orange, but we played to his strengths in an ace quiz that was all about his favorite band, Kiss.
Orange, I don't know why I like it. I just do. It's a little like how the way Prince likes purple.
Yeah.
I don't have an orange motorcycle, but I prefer things to be orange. I once read a book about visual communication that implied that people who like orange are always hungry. And that is true. I am always hungry.
Interesting.
Turtleneck thing is more complicated. When I was in fifth grade, I really wanted a Nerf hoop basketball set, you know? My mom would not buy me one, so I had to fashion one out of like an ice cream container where you cut out the middle and I would just hang it. And one day I fell like 6 feet onto concrete and I blocked my fall with my left arm. And I had a very severe compound fracture, both the bones in my arm busted, blood everywhere. I was wearing a turtleneck at the time. So I got taken to the hospital. I'm from a farm, so it was 25 miles away. And, you know, they had to cut it off with the scissors. And the worst part was them turning my arm in order to cut off this turtleneck. So I have this really strange relationship with turtlenecks. Whenever I see one, the first thing I remember is the way it felt in my stomach when they were turning the broken bones in my arm to cut my turtleneck off. And it's very odd because many women, including my wife, are very attractive when they wear black turtlenecks. It's a really good look. So whenever I see a woman with a black turtleneck, I am torn between wanting to sleep with her and throw up.
Ah.
So I prefer not having turtlenecks around me.
At least you're lucky that you know where the problem comes from. You write about pop, I mean, you write about so much, but pop culture, music, sports, you have 7 books,
5 of them nonfiction, 2 of them fiction. You published billions of magazine articles, yet you grew up on a farm in North Dakota, which I'm assuming was pretty culturally void.
Well, I guess, yes, that is true. I mean, unless you consider corn part of culture. It was, I suppose. Everyone always says that, but at the same time, it's like we got TV. You know, Miami Vice was on, you know? You know, I could, you know, buy Poison albums or whatever. I guess the important stuff got to me. But yes, I mean, I never had cable.
The important stuff?
I never had cable growing up. I wonder what I would be like if I did.
And we are very thankful because you, speaking of prizes, you made our grand prize tonight for our winner. It is his own very mixed CD. That's what our grand prize winner gets tonight.
And really valuable.
It is very valuable.
A burned CDR with a bunch of songs that are on the internet. Who could believe it exists?
All right, so here's the big hint as to what we're about to put you through. Okay, Chuck? So I was reading your book, Killing Yourself to Live.
Are you really reading it?
Yes, I was. Tell
you? Okay, it's fine. You can lie if you want.
Listen.
Okay.
I'm going to have to work on your self-esteem, Chuck.
Yeah.
I was reading your book.
Okay, great.
And I like the fact that not only are you a big Kiss fan.
I am.
But you compared some of the women that you were in love with to different characters in Kiss.
That's true. I did do that.
Which is a great way of categorizing the
very
world.
Normal, of
very
course.
Normal. Very normal. So I would like to know something about a woman that you compared to Gene Simmons.
That, well, they had similar hair. They were, both had elements of Judaism in their existence. You know, they were very interested in capitalism, I have to say. And they were very interesting. They were very interesting people. Bruce Kulick, who was the guitarist for Kiss, and he has a website. And I saw one time on his website, he talked about this part of this book where I compared him to a photographer I dated in Akron, Ohio, very briefly. And he was very excited that I had done this, And I thought, like, this really shows how self-aware Bruce Kulick is. He's like, wow, this guy sort of reminds me of this girl he wasn't that into. What a successful career I have had. It made me think he was the greatest guy in the world, you know? The thing is, I remember things that other people forget. That is my problem.
That is your talent, my friend. That is your talent.
Okay.
So, Chuck, it's time for you to take your space behind the podium.
Okay, let's go.
Give him a hand, everybody. Chuck Klosterman. Okay. So, Chuck, do you have any idea of what we're about to do to you? Do you have an inkling?
Is my wife going to freak out over this?
No, your wife is not going to freak out.
Okay, then no, I have no idea.
Okay. Let's bring back our puzzle guru, John Chinesky.
Hi, Chuck.
He's very excited to present this next game.
Chuck, you wanted the test, and you got the test. The hottest band in the world, Kiss! So
we also want to tell you, Chuck, that there's sort of an added element because you will be playing for a lucky member in our audience. Hannah Diaz, can you stand up?
There she goes.
Right up. So, Hannah, you're in luck. So here's what's going to happen, Chuck. If you get...
I really thought you were going to say you're going to be playing a member of KISS.
You
I was like, Terry Gross will not be happy.
No, you're going to play... So basically, if you get 6 right, Hannah is going to win a lovely prize. But if you don't get it right...
I'll give her $1,000.
Perfect.
Okay.
I like the way you think.
Here we go. Here's the first question. The KISS logo, with its 2 S's shaped like lightning bolts, is famous worldwide. However, most KISS albums and merchandise in one particular country use backwards Z's instead of lightning bolts. What country is that and why?
Chuck.
Germany, because it represents the KISS, the Nazi SS. So they have to just make a different sort of logo that looks almost like normal S's.
Yes.
You're correct.
Exactly. Good job. It is illegal to display the SS logo in Germany. Very good.
I love that you're using the bell. You don't have to.
I don't have to use the bell?
Against...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you can. I like it. Yeah. It feels good, right?
Now, many teenagers' first exposure to seeing Kiss was on a 1976 television Halloween special hosted by someone unusual. Who was it?
Oh, Paul Lynde.
Paul Lynde is right. Very good.
Circle gets the square.
For a while, two Kiss cover bands made up of little people were in a legal battle over the very idea of a little people Kiss cover band. What were the names of the two bands?
Mini Kiss.
Mini Kiss is one.
There were two of them.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. It is.
So this is like a class action suit.
It almost was, yes. If you have no idea, just what would you name a little people cover band for Kiss? Yeah.
That's tough. Dwarf Kiss?
No. It was Tiny Kiss. Tiny Kiss, yes. Well. Kiss and Tiny Kiss. Chuck, in 1978, the four founding members of Kiss simultaneously came out with individual solo albums. Gene Simmons' solo album included a cover of what Disney classic?
If You Wish Upon a Star.
When You Wish Upon a Star. Very good. From Pinocchio. Good job.
I want him to do Hi-Ho, Hi-Ho.
You wanted Gene Simmons to do Hi-Ho, Hi-Ho. Right. About what item of Kiss merchandise did Gene Simmons say, I love living, but this makes the alternative look pretty damn good?
Well, I would guess it would be the Kiss coffin with a K.
Yes, the Kiss casket with a K.
Very good stuff, Jeff.
If my two brothers, my sister and myself, were to dress as the original members of Kiss in full makeup for Halloween, how many different colors of makeup would we need, and what colors are they?
Oh, what members are you being?
Well, the original makeup.
But what two members are you, because they don't all need the same makeup?
Oh, no, all of them.
No, all four of us.
You have three sisters.
Let me say it again. If my two brothers, my sister and myself, I have three siblings, were to dress as the original members of Kiss for Halloween, what makeup would we need?
White.
White.
Black.
Black.
Silver.
Silver.
Red.
Yep.
Green.
Green. I'll take that.
Correct.
You know why? Because Ace Frehley only wore blue around his eyes occasionally.
Yes.
But yes, that's a good answer. Chuck, nice work. You know what? You are very, very good.
Chuck, you did amazing, which makes you really a winner. Chuck Klosterman, everybody. After the break, we'll celebrate literary criticism and attempt the impossible. We'll play Pictionary. Yes, on the radio. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR. Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Angie's List, providing reviews of local roofers, painters, landscapers, and plumbers to keep the consumer informed. More at angieslist.com. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.